This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lay foundation stone of development project and flag off two trains in Assam today. BJP-led government committed to progress and prosperity of vibrant Bodo community, Prime Minister Narendra Modi says at traditional Bodo cultural program in Guwahati. Third Meghalaya cabinet retreat concludes with government's focus on opportunities under Mission 10. And Union Minister of State Bhagirath Chaudhary visits Noklak district in Nagaland as part of Centre's fortnight-long outreach to Northeast. The news in details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone of a development project and will flag off two trains in Assam today. Mr. Modi will perform Bhumi Pujan for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor in Naugaon district at around 11 a.m. The elevated wildlife corridor will ensure uninterrupted movement of animals, reduce human wildlife conflict. It will also enhance road safety, reduce travel time, and support growing passenger and freight traffic. The Prime Minister will also flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains, Kamakhya Rohtak Amrit Bharat Express and Dibrugarh Gomti Nagar Amrit Bharat Express. The Prime Minister will also address a public meeting at Kaliabor before concluding his Assam visit. The BJP-led government is committed to progress and prosperity of the vibrant Bodo community, said Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Bagurumba Dohu 2026 Traditional Bodo Culture Program at Arjun Bhogeshwar Barua Sports Complex in Guwahati yesterday. More than 10,000 artists from the Bodo community performed Bagurumba dance. The Prime Minister said that the Bodo Peace Accord benefited the community immensely and thousands of youth have given up arms and violence and have joined the mainstream. The Prime Minister highlighted the unprecedented development in the Bodoland territorial region since the Peace Accord, backed by a 1,500 crore rupees package from the central government. Mr. Modi said that the BJP-led government respects all culture and traditions of Assam and his government has fulfilled all the commitments made for the state. The Prime Minister is on a two-day visit to Assam. The third Meghalaya cabinet retreat concluded at the Orchid Resort Maukasyang in New Shillong yesterday with the government's focus on its strategic commitments and opportunities under Mission 10. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma emphasized the critical need to unlock opportunities across key sectors including tourism, agriculture and private sector investment to drive the state's growth. The Tourism, Arts and Culture Department outlined a roadmap to generate 1.25 lakh employment opportunities by 2028. A target was set to develop 3,000 units by 2028 under the CM Meghalaya Homestay Mission 2025, offering a 70% financial subsidy. A key priority discussed was the formulation of the Meghalaya Agriculture Policy 2026, envisioned to provide a comprehensive roadmap for sustainable agriculture growth in the state. The promotion of agrotourism was also highlighted as an emerging opportunity to diversify rural incomes while showcasing Meghalaya's rich agricultural practices and natural landscapes. Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Bhagirath Chaudhary visited Noklak district in Nagaland as part of the central government's fortnight-long outreach to the Northeast. Mr. Chaudhary held a meeting to review developmental progress and assured that a Krishi Vigyan Kendra would be established in the district to strengthen agricultural extension services. The Union Minister also visited the district hospital, where officials raised concerns over shortage of doctors and prevalence of scrub typhus and typhoid. Mr. Chaudhary visited the village guard museum at New Pangshad village. Interacting with the community, he urged farmers to apply for PM Kisan credit cards and discussed crop damage compensation, women empowerment and drug abuse issues. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, Anshuman Day, carried out a project inspection of works under the PM's Development Initiative for Northeast and Northeastern Council schemes in the Mapur district. Mr. Day reviewed ongoing construction of the Sithong Sre Dimapur Power Substation and upgradation at the Radiation Oncology Department at CIHSR. He also reviewed NEC-funded infrastructure and livelihood-based projects. Interacting with implementing agencies and district officials, the Joint Secretary emphasized timely completion of works, quality standards, and effective use of funds to ensure benefits reach the people. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main briefed the media on the Vikshit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act at the Namsai District BJP office. He said it prioritizes sustainable asset creation in areas such as water management, connectivity, agriculture support and disaster preparedness, ensuring long-term benefits for rural communities. The initiative is designed to move villages beyond subsistence towards self-reliance, employment generation and economic resilience, the Deputy CM said. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha has said that the lost education system of India is being brought back in the new education policy. Mr. Saha was speaking after inaugurating a new building of Madhu Chaudhary Para Higher Secondary School in Mohanpur yesterday. He also virtually inaugurated the new building of Gopal Nagar Higher Secondary School, Berimura Higher Secondary School and Tarapur Higher Secondary School. The Chief Minister informed that the state government has spent 20 crore 64 lakh rupees to build new buildings for four schools. He said that the Tripura government is trying to improve educational infrastructure by allocating about 7,000 crore rupees in the budget. Keeping Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas mantra in mind, a new Tripura will be built through the unity of people from all sections of the nation and tribes. The 18th convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Technology, NIT Agartala, was held at the Vivekananda Seminar Hall of the Institute yesterday. Tripura Governor Indrasena Reddy Nallu handed over gold medals to meritorious students. A total of 1,191 students were awarded honorary degrees in various disciplines. NIT Agartala Director S.K. Patra highlighted the Institute's steady progress and achievements. Member of Parliament Kriti Devi Debarman and former Vice Chancellor Arunodoy Saha were also present at the convocation ceremony. Governor Indrasena Reddy Nallu has said that the number of tourists visiting Tripura has been steadily increasing over the past few years due to the implementation of various government initiatives, infrastructure development of the Tripureshwari Temple, an improvement in connectivity to promote tourism in the state. After visiting the Sipahi Jala Wildlife Sanctuary and Zoological Park yesterday, the governor appealed to filmmakers to utilize Tripura's scenic and natural-rich tourist destinations for film production. Expressing optimism about the future of Tripura's tourism sector, he said the state holds immense potential for growth. Under the Government of India's National Career Service Scheme, a job fair for recruitment in private sector organizations was held at the Labour Bhavan premises in Agartala yesterday. The program was organized by the State Model Career Centre and the District Employment Exchange. The job fair aimed to fill a total of 48 vacant posts across various positions. The recruitment drive primarily focused on companies based in Tripura. Departmental Director Asim Saha stated that the objective of the job fair was to recruit candidates with qualifications ranging from secondary, madhyamic, pass to mechanical engineering graduates. Before we end the headlines once again, Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lay foundation stone of development project and flag of two trains in Assam today. BJP-led government committed to progress and prosperity of vibrant Bodo community, Prime Minister Narendra Modi says at the traditional Bodo cultural program in Guwahati. Third Meghalaya cabinet retreat concludes with government's focus on opportunities under Mission 10. And Union Minister of State Bhagirath Chaudhary visits Noklak district in Nagaland as part of the centre's fortnight-long outreach to the Northeast. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.